Hello, and welcome to the Transform Sales Podcast. Today, you get a special treat. You get Wesleyan. And the reason why I am recording this special episode today is because October is Women in Sales Month. And so I wanted to come to you and share with you the importance of Women in Sales Month and how you can impact increasing the number of women in sales in your organization as well as outside your organization. So why is there a whole month devoted to women in sales? So as progressive as we are as a country, as a world, there are still so few women in business-to-business sales. And it's for a multitude of reasons. Some of the reasons are sales is traditionally a male-dominated field. And so one thing that women suffer with is allyship. What is allyship? Allyship is simply having somebody within the organization speaking up for you when you're not around. So many women that are in technical roles in other parts of the business don't think that they can be in sales because they don't see anyone like them. And there's no one mentoring them and telling them, yes, you can be amazing at this. So the first thing that I'm going to tell you today to do is if you want to increase the number of women in sales, you should become a self-proclaimed ally. So whether you are a man or a woman, doesn't matter what your gender is, if this is something that's important to you, you take the initiative and say, I want to see more women in sales within my organization. I'm going to make a change. And so becoming an ally literally means giving a voice to the person who doesn't have a seat at the table. So if you have a seat at the table, your job and your responsibility is to say, our sales force has only 15% women. We want to double that. I want to double that. I want to take the initiative to double that. How can I, in my capacity as a sales leader, as a sales manager, as the chief sales officer, or even CEO, how can I impact that? Be the change you want to see. Take that first step. Become an ally. So now you're the ally. You're the person who is giving a voice to the person who doesn't have a seat at the table. You are advocating in the hiring process. You are ensuring that there are more women on the sales force. It's okay. It's a good step to become an ally. It's a good step to recruit women in sales. However, the challenge comes with retention. How do you retain these women in sales? That is the second thing I'm going to share with you today. Retention of women in sales. As a woman, there are things that you take the ultimate responsibility upon yourself. If you are a wife, if you're a mother, if you're a daughter, if you are a niece, if you're an aunt, a lot of times you feel the personal burdens on your shoulder and you don't share that with anyone professionally. You just carry all the personal things and all the professional things. And when you get to a point and you can no longer handle everything, you can no longer carry that burden on your shoulders yourself, you say, well, I'll just go get a different job. I'll get a job where I can work 40 hours a week and I don't have to travel. So as a leader, when you have women on your sales team, you don't have to treat them differently. This is something that you should do for each person on your team, but you need to have an individualized coaching plan for them. You need to ensure that when you sit down for a one-on-one with them, you are asking them specific questions about how are things going? Just a general question like that. Again, you should do this for everyone on your team, man or woman. And you need to get below the surface. You need to figure out who they are at their core underneath and the things that drive them, the challenges they're having, and how you as a leader can support them. So that is the second step, retaining women in sales. Thirdly, now you have given them a voice at the table. You have added them to your team. You are sure that you can retain women on your sales team. What about promotion? What about getting more women into sales management, into sales leadership? It starts with ensuring we have more women in entry-level sales positions. And then we have to make sure that we don't have this spigot of women that just flow out. We have to retain them. But now the promotion part. many times, and not always, I am not generalizing people, that is not what I'm trying to do, but many times as women, we are taught that we just put our head down and work hard. Just work hard and you'll get the promotion, you'll get the next job, and we find that it doesn't work out like that. We don't know how to do the internal networking. Nobody really says, hey, Wesleyan, if you want to get that position, you should go talk to this person, or you should do this, or you should volunteer for this committee or volunteer for that committee. That's not something that we inherently know, so we don't do it. And what happens is we'll be really good as an individual contributor. And then we're like, you know, I am helping all of my colleagues. I am doing a really great job. I want to become a manager. And then we get looked over for the promotion. And what are we told? Yeah, you're doing a good job. Keep up the good work. Keep up the good work. But maybe, you know, this one or two things that you didn't do to meet the job, that's the reason why we gave it to your colleague over there. But keep working, keep working. So we get disenfranchised. We decide that I'm working so hard and my colleague doesn't seem as successful as me. So how did he get the promotion over me? That causes women to leave the organization. And when they leave the organization as an individual contributor, they go to another organization to be an individual contributor. They do the same hard work. No one ever stops to give them really candid advice and pull them aside and say, hey, Wesleyan, this is what you need to do if you really want to move into leadership. These are the steps that you need to take so that you can enhance your career, so that you can step up one little bit. So, in order to get more women into sales management and sales leadership, it goes back to that individualized coaching plan. Helping them to understand that yes, you must do a good job. You gotta hit your quota. You gotta hit your KPIs, your objectives. You need to work well with your boss. You have to work well with your colleagues, but you also have to reach across the aisle. You have to make allegiances with marketing. Make allegiances with operations. Figure out how you can work better with your team that is not necessarily the one that's directly in front of you. Really focus on being cross-functional. Volunteer for things. Yes, you are passionate about getting women. You're passionate about doing things in the women's ERG and the resource groups. That is absolutely okay. But volunteer for things that are outside of your comfort zone. Volunteer for things that you may not know a lot about. Help the women, individual contributors, understand that visibility is key. Visibility and doing things outside of their comfort zone, taking on a role that may not necessarily be one that they would have inherently thought about, is what they need to do in order to move up the chain. And so now, women in sales management, women in sales leadership, they are at the top. They have made it to the pinnacle of where they wanted to be, or maybe they still want to grow. Do not dump all of the responsibilities on the one woman sales manager or the one woman sales leader. Make sure that that person is treated just as equitably as everyone else on the team. Don't always ask them to speak at the women ERG. Don't always ask them to do the program to retain or get more women in sales. This is everyone's job. Don't just look at that one person that is in that position doing the work. So, in order to get more women in sales, we must focus on being an ally, giving them a voice when they're not around, retaining them, promoting them, and providing an equitable foundation for them when they get into leadership so they don't feel like they're the only. They don't feel like they're alienated. They don't feel like they must always be the voice for every woman in the sales organization. So now we have talked through how to really increase the number of women in sales, not just in entry-level sales, but ensuring that we have women throughout the sales organization in different aspects. And I want you to think broad. I want you to think about every single customer-facing role within your organization and ask yourself the question, are women represented well there? You may have a lot of women in one part of the organization and not the other. There may be a lot of women in marketing, but what about in sales? There may be a lot of women doing more of the operational side of the business, but again, not in sales or customer success. Really be introspective and think about how can I ensure that the work that I do today impacts the future of the organization tomorrow and then the next decade. How can what I do today impact my daughter, my niece, my cousin, my child's friend that is a young woman who doesn't even realize that sales is a career option? Focus on that. This month, as I have these amazing women in sales, you are going to hear their stories. The things that they struggled with being the only one of few, and that the reasons that they have triumphed and really made it into sales leadership. Take these stories to heart. Don't think that the things that you're hearing are a one-off or an anomaly. As a woman in sales, these are struggles that we still face today. Every single week, I get messages from women saying, these are the challenges that I'm having in my organization. I don't think sales is for me. This is too hard. I have no support. I want to leave my company. What should I do? These are real conversations that I have with women, and I encourage them, maybe the organization you're with is not the right one. I ask them, have they spoken to their boss? Have they had an open, honest conversation with their boss? Have they reached out for support that is outside of their direct team? Those are the kind of conversations that I am having externally with these women that are in your organization. So I ask you again to ask yourself the question, what can I do from my position of power, from my mode, from my place to impact the number of women in sales in my organization? Thank you so much for listening in. I hope that this episode was able to really help you take this conversation from the surface level to really elevate it, to give you action items on how you can drive change within your team and within your organization. And if you are at the point where you're just an individual contributor and you see a woman on your team struggling, or even if she's not struggling, become an ally. If you're the manager, become an ally. If you're the leader, become an ally. And if you're the CEO, become an ally. And don't just have empty words. Put what you're saying into action. Show the women in the sales organization that I am going to make you a seat at this table. I am going to give you a voice, whether you have one or not. Thank you so much for listening. Until next time.